Blog Talk Radio.
Kidnapped, tapers taken with lies. CPS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives. My kids was kidnapped. It was all for the cash. Of course, we get childbirth, and the shit is all bad. My kids was kidnapped. It was all for the cash. My kids was kidnapped. It was all for the cash. My kids was kidnapped. Tapers taken with lies.
It started with the way I looked, progressed to how I carried it. They couldn't stand a man like me, could understand what marriage is. Providing for my wife, this the way that I inherited. Mama raised a man who don't know nothing but an etiquette. How can they just come and take what's mine and I ain't bought it yet? Never have a CPS, still my life is stripped away. Fighting for my life, the parents, I got cancer for my face. See through all your bullshit, I'll be the one you love to hate. Fuck you motherfuckers, I'll be lying, taking people. Urging up a happy home, cause y'all don't like the way we live. Long as we provide no abuse, then y'all should mind your business. We're fucking up our rights to live, you motherfuckers know we did. Tired, I can take you motherfucker, I'm a bear with all. Lawyers, they appointed me, never even took my call. They falsified my court strings, but I'm lying at it all. All this shit is covered for, but they ain't gotta follow law.
Kidnapped, they was taken with lies. DTS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives. My kids were kidnapped. It was all for the cash, of course the kid, childbirth, man, this shit is all bad, my kids was kidnapped, they was taking with lies, CBS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives, my kids was kidnapped, it was all for the cash, of course the kid, childbirth, man, this shit is all bad, my kids was kidnapped, they was taking with lies, CBS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives, my kids was kidnapped. It was all for the cash, of course the kid, child rape, man, this shit is all bad, my kids are getting out of hell. Come on, tell me, do y'all feel my pain? Watch my wife cry herself to sleep, and I can't do a thing. On the verge of losing it, swear I'm about to go insane. Praying that I have the strength to make it through another day. Can't begin to understand all the shit my kids go through, the pain they feel or what they think for real, and all they've been through. Snatch away, wake you burn and broke me when I heard the news. Rotting in the prison cell, the shit that I ain't even do. The fight is real, we won't stop, but all the kids are coming home. Playing games with they ain't know the game, I'm with the king of thrones. Lawyered up, got a pitiful picture, now this shit is on. Need to take my family back and trust me, we don't stand alone. If she is for everyone, it's over what we're going through. Be a word for all of y'all, the pain I feel it too. This is wrong, it's time to change, pushing hard to make it new. All the tricks, y'all, never hope, can't be one for you, kid, yeah.
You know, I ain't the only one that's going through this shit. There's a million other people like me in every city, every state. All across this fucking nation. These people are kidnapping our kids and foster care shit. Man, motherfuckers need to get it together and go up against this shit before it's too late. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you. You guys probably know somebody that's going through this shit, man. Y'all gotta stick together. If we stand together, we can end all this bullshit, man. I'm telling you, kidnapped.
Welcome to the Rocky and Bullwinkle Show with Chaco, the Mighty Chihuahua. We have Jeremiah, number three. Real name Lazaro, but we'll call him Jeremiah on the show because everybody has a code name. Are you there, Jeremiah?
Yes.
Okay. You mind if I call you Jeremiah?
No, go ahead.
Okay, because your code name will be Jeremiah, if that's all right with you. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And there are other people who are Jeremiah just like you. Now, Jeremiah would basically be your title. You know, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. He was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him drink his wine. That was some mighty fine wine. Joy to the world. Joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Joy to you and me. So the message is basically that Jeremiah was the lamenting prophet. He basically went out and said, hey, you know, what you're doing is wrong. Please try to change what you're doing because it's not good. That was Jeremiah. I don't think that's what they meant in the song. You understand what I mean, Jeremiah? That's not what the song represented, but the concept is that I would like to have you become a legal fiction, to fictionalize you if I will. Because if I could turn you into a legal fiction, well, you would win 100%. If I turned you into a legal fiction, you would win with my help, possibly. I mean, who knows? Maybe you would write a power of attorney and ask the judge for a pro hoc vice representation, and, you know, I get a ticket to go out to wherever it is. Maybe you can help me cover that cost. And I help you to litigate this matter at trial. Because the fact of the matter is, we want a 14-page pleading, which addresses the contagion of mimetic desire. Now, I've just given you this booklet, right? The legal research and the example. So I gave you three files. You know, from my perspective, well, I've duly informed you of everything, and I make the wrong assumption, that you've read all of it. Now, there's no possible way that you could have read all this information. And then I said, well, I'm also going to give you some examples. But we have to sign a non-disclosure, okay? And if I get you an example, it has to be a non-disclosure with the attorney, in fact, in the case. So the attorney, in fact, would have to accept you into their focus group, and then they would have to deliver the material for you. In addition, there would be something called a green room. A green room where people that you develop, because you develop a team, okay? Let's call those people the three wise men or the three wise women and the 12 disciples. So you become the sacrificial lamb in the group, okay? Now, that sacrificial lamb is called Lazaro, if I may. Lazaro represents the sacrificial lamb. Lazaro is the sacrificial lamb. Now, I just gave you a new name, Jeremiah. Jeremiah 1.0. Now, Jeremiah 1.0, this is a legal fiction. And this person, to my knowledge, is the attorney in fact. In my knowledge, this person has become the attorney of record because he talked to Sitting Bull. Now, in my opinion, you have general pleadings. We discussed your general pleadings. To the best of my knowledge, I have reviewed your work, product, over the past couple of years, maybe. I mean, I followed you. I've, you know, watched your work. You know, you came on the show. I heard your interviews, very good. And you've had some successes in your case. Now, I can say that Jeremiah was a bullfrog, and he got 20% success. In his general pleadings, he had 100 different causes of action. He got a state senator involved, okay? They were looking at pushing this through to the FBI. So obviously, there was smoke. But the fire did not start. Would you agree with me, Jeremiah, that the fire did not start? I mean, you didn't set the court on fire, right? You didn't set the court on fire. You know,
in a sense of, it's a combination of yes and no, the simple fact that.
Would you say that you set the court on fire? Because I'm saying that you got 20% success of 100 different causes. You presented a story. And within the story, there were 100 different facts. Now, if I took your pleadings, right, and I were to parse them, I would take each and every statement that made a point in your case, from your side or their side, and I would do a forensic analysis of everything. You follow? You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, so I would take it, your story, in what you filed with the court. Now, I really wouldn't listen to anything you said, but I would admit anything that you wrote in email, I want those separate if you work with me, and then I want your meet and confer letters, official documents, okay? I want that separate. So I want your emails and texts and audio record transcripts. Those are three things. I'll admit those three. Recorded audio, text messages, and email. Those three I'll admit. They'll be a fact and evidence for the purpose of the process. And what I'm stating is that the other things that I'm going to need to support the case, I'll give you a list. You put them in PDF. I do not want audio. I do not want video. I do not want pictures. I just want only what you can produce in PDF format. Anything in PDF under Adobe PDF will be accepted. JPEGs will not. JPEGs are not admissible in the court. I want PDF, then we can admit it. Otherwise, don't use it. It's gone. No reason for it. Take it out. Is that an agreement?
Yeah.
Would you agree to that? Okay. So I'm going to give you some scan information, if you want. And what you do is you scan 30 pages per. I mean, if you want, if you want to continue, this is later on down the road. I'm just saying, not now, but if you want, let's say we discuss this and it turns out that this is something you're interested in. Now, it may not turn out to be of interest to you, but if you do, this is how I would accept the information. I would accept it in PDF. Do you have a scanner, Jeremiah?
I do have a scanner.
Okay. And is it a high-performance scanner? I mean, if I were to ask you to scan 10,000 pages, is that going to take you 6 weeks, or can you do it in one day?
In 2 days.
Wondering. 2 days, okay. So you got a pretty good scanner. All right. Now,
yeah.
Do you have a printer?
Do you have a printer?
Okay, but do you have a printer? Okay, but let me ask you something. Can you print freely, or is this something that you really have to go? Like, I've had people tell me, well, yeah, you know, I got to take a 2-day trip down to my friend's house. He's up in the hills or whatever, and I'm going to go to the library. This doesn't work. I mean, if you want to succeed in court, you have to operate as your own lawyer. And if you're looking for freedom from the court, latitude from the court, because you are a pro se litigant and you don't have the time, resources, or money, and you just don't have that capacity, please understand that the proxy answer would be most likely you're going to fail. Just, you know, most likely. But if you can get over these things, then you would have the minimum capacity to get into court. And I think you do have the minimum capacity, right? Probably much better than minimum. I would say that you have a much higher grade than minimum capacity. I would say you're about 80%. You're a green light approval. Would you agree? Would you agree to that? Would you agree to a green light approval that you meet above 80%?
I'll agree.
Okay, as the attorney of record, see, here's the thing. If I were to grade you as the attorney of record, I would say your performance is 80%. Would you agree with that? Or would you say it's higher? Because I'm saying it's greater than Okay. All right. Because I could tell you that you're higher. I could say that your capacity is higher. And I could say that because you've had 20% success so far. You've had, we brought that in earlier, 20% success. So I could say, based on the 20% success, that you have a higher than 80% capacity to be your own attorney. 99% of pro se litigants go into court. They are defeated summarily without a cause. Summarily without a cause because they lack foundation. Standing. Rule 430.10 as defined in the research. Now, I use common law terms, so I hope everybody will allow me to do that. You know, I can give you California law, and then I can give you federal law, and then I can give you the state law. But the state law takes time. I mean, that requires research. But I can think in California law. Would that be okay? That's the natural language that I speak. So would you be okay with me speaking in California law?
Well, what do you mean by law? That's the first question. Well, what law are you
talking about? California law is California Code of Civil Procedures. Simply stated, it's called CCP and the Evidence Code. It's the Rules of Civil Procedure and the Evidence Code. I'm going to speak to you in the Evidence Code and the Rules of Civil Procedure and the Local Code. Now, if I speak to you in these codes, would that be okay?
So the difference between you and I is I go with the organic constitution of California. So to me,
okay, hold on a second. Hang on. You're admitting jurisdiction, venue, but that's not what we're talking about right here. I'm just asking a simple question.
With all due respect, civil proceedings solely.
Okay, with all due respect, then we use common law. But hold on a second.
Yeah, I'm with you on the common law. Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
You can bring in any code you want. If you want to bring in a code, now you can speak procedurally. Okay? I've heard you speak. And I've heard you state, my cause of action is this, my cause of action is this, and my cause of action is this. And that speech is proper, sir. For all due respect. However, if you try to explain it in English to me, that's off the table. If you want to transmit something to me in English, you have to allow me to translate it into code, and then you accept the code, and then once we accept the code, then you get a reply based on the code. But it is not based on the English.
If we come to an understanding of... If two parties become...
Okay, here's the thing. Rule. I'm just going to give you a rule. That English has to be translated. English is not proper.
I agree.
Okay,
and
you agree with
that it?
Not proper.
Right. It's hard for people to fathom in regards to what we're saying.
I just want to comment. Hold on,
we have to be clarification.
I agree
what you're stating, but let's clarify that for the people. There are two types of and like you state, depending on the language, we got to decode the language, understand the language, and then accept it. Now, when we talk to a common person out there, and I'm talking about, let's say, the Constitution, which is the people believe in the Constitution, now we're talking about common law. We're talking about two American people talking, and so I won't get confused. Not with the English or the British language, but the American language. And that we have to distinguish the differences between one and the other. So I'm with you on the common law. So I just want that clarified.
Okay, now. Okay, so now we have a rule that you admit. You're saying that you will never talk to me as the sacrificial lamb.
Well, see,
now,
and this is where we talk.
Well, I just want to get an agreement. Because it's very important that we agree on this, and this is almost, now this particular issue, if we work together, you have to go to a notary, and you have to actually get a notary to sign your declaration, stating this fact. I mean, you're not Lazaro, you are Jeremiah. I mean, there's a difference between Jeremiah, because Lazaro does speak English. Lazaro is an English-speaking person. But the proxy answer, I'm the proxy answer. I don't. I have no obligation whatsoever to listen to any English language discussion. And I could care less what you say to whoever in English, but let's say you bring me an audio record and you bring me a transcript of the record. I would admit that, especially if the person who made the transcript said that he would declare it to be true, to the best of their knowledge. And where there was ambiguity, they commented to it. Now, if someone were to do that, I would admit that discussion in English, because it's just like a text message. It's just like email. Am I correct? Would you admit text, email, and audio?
It's the same thing, yeah. It can be used as expository evidence.
Okay. For my purpose, I would accept PDF, right? And then
right.
Within that, you can have your email, text, and audio transcript. Those three forms are in PDF form. I would only admit the PDF files. Now, what we do is we bring those in, and then that becomes our fact and evidence. Once you give this to me, you no longer need to tell me your story ever. There's no reason. It's already in the PDF files. And all of the supporting data is in there, so we don't need to discuss what's in those documents. Those documents are just called fact and evidence at that point. For us, it is. But you've never admitted these PDF files into the court. Most of what you needed to present into the court, you were unable to present. That's a true statement. To the best of my knowledge, that's 100%
true. Regarding your case or regarding my case? Or regarding somebody else's case?
No. Regarding your case, I'm strictly talking about your case. I'm saying Jeremiah.
In my case, evidence was submitted and was introduced on the record. However,
okay, but it wasn't admitted. I just have a question. I have a question. In a joint trial statement, okay, I have two evidence, right? Now, did you have a joint trial statement? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no?
Okay, so expand on what you mean by
joint trial statement at trial. Did you have a trial, and did you have a joint trial statement? If you didn't have a trial, you had no joint trial statement. So the question and answer ends with a yes or no.
So I did have a trial. Okay, so
did you have a joint trial? No, that's not my question. Did you have a joint trial statement? Is there a document that you filed after pretrial, before trial, 30 days, that said joint trial statement, did this exist from you, yes or no? The answer is no. De facto answer,
well, it's a
no.
Tricky question because you can't get the answer.
Hold on. Okay? I'm with you. Okay? I'm asking a difficult question. And I'm not being easy on you, so I'm sorry. But
no, I don't expect you to be easy, but I also expect that you have the latitude to answer it the way
you
did because
there's
you're not able to ask a question.
I'm allowing you to have this conversation. Sir, with all due respect, I am asking you a question that is strictly black and white. It is either you did or you did not. Now, if you did, you did. If you did not, you did not. So the question is, did you or did you not present 30 days prior to trial something called a joint trial statement, sir? Yes or no? The answer is no. De facto answer is no. 80%.
Actually,
I'm sure.
Is this a one-way conversation? If it's a one-way conversation, then by all means, I'll just hang up and allow you to continue
okay,
on.
But I'm
asking you a question. If you allow me to enter into your conversation, into your radio show, then I'd be more than happy
okay,
to answer.
Let me set the ground. Okay, go
so,
ahead.
According to the rules of evidence in the state of Alaska, it's 15 days that you have to submit your evidence. So there's not 30 days, it's 15 days. So that's
days
a fact. That's in the rule
okay.
of evidence under the state of Alaska.
Okay.
All right? That's a fact. Two, the
okay.
documents were submitted, not just submitted, but a subpoenas were sent and were received to appear and produce. According to the rules of evidence of the state of Alaska, when you subpoena, you have to subpoena to appear and produce. Means testimony of the individual and the evidence to be there when pertaining to the testimony of the evidence by the individual that was subpoenaed. So those are the rules of evidence in the state of Alaska. So to every state is different. Now, California might run their statutes totally different than the state of Alaska. I'm well aware of what you know in the state of California. I'm talking about in regards to the merits of my case in the state of Alaska. So when you state that
okay.
30 days,
15 days.
Well, you're totally
I'm good.
Wrong.
15 days. I agree to 15 days. So we agree to 15 days. See, I'm giving you common law, and you're saying, well, the common law doesn't apply because it's 15 days. But the point is that it's really
well, you made me
neither
illegal.
Here nor there.
So you were playing a devil's advocate role as making me the legal fiction, in which I said okay, I do not follow the legal fiction. I go with the common law in
hold
which
up.
You and I agree.
Okay,
but
wait, hold on a second. Common law and legal fiction. I agree with you. I just want to comment
yeah.
to common law and legal fiction. Okay.
I believe in our Constitution. I believe in our Declaration of Independence.
I believe in the Constitution.
I believe in the
too.
People, in which we are the people. Now, when you come to
we
the,
are the people,
to the
hold
legal
on. I agree with that. We are the people. Okay.
When we come to
I
the
agree
administrative
with the
side,
people.
I right. I heard you. When we come to the administrative procedure side, in regards to the artificial person or the legal fiction, I am not. We are the people, you know, and that's how I come in and present myself. Now, when we started this radio show as playing devil's advocate, you made me the artificial person. Fine, you can do that, and I agree to that. That's no problem.
I'm just saying that the artificial person is named Lazaro. Okay?
Right. I'm saying that I'm speaking
to Jeremiah, though.
Right. We're playing devil's advocate. It's like you stated earlier. We're playing devil's advocate.
Yes. Right. Here's the thing. Once you enter in as Jeremiah, the rules change. Number one, I'll tell you this. That Jeremiah is not involved with We Are the People. Jeremiah is not involved with anything other than winning a legal fiction. Not for the natural person, but for the attorney, in fact, Jeremiah. Now, I'm stating that as to success, I guarantee 100% success for Jeremiah. But I guarantee a 20% success for Lazaro. Now, Lazaro continues to do what Lazaro does, correct? I'm not changing what Lazaro's doing, am I?
No.
I'm not affecting
right.
Lazaro. I mean, I'm not affecting Lazaro, am I?
No.
Okay, so by me giving you legal research, you know, that's all I did. I gave you legal research. And the legal research is fairly extensive, and it gets even more expensive over time. And here's the problem. Over time, more and more and more and more legal theory comes into the case, till the point where the case becomes nothing but a legal fiction. I'm just stating that in time, we remove Lazaro. We can't remove Lazaro now. Lazaro will exist in this conversation 80% of the time, and 20% of the time will be Jeremiah. I will get you to answer questions like Jeremiah, but you want a voice for Lazaro, correct?
Correct.
You want a voice for Lazaro. You want Lazaro to have a voice.
Correct?
Okay.
Correct. The living man.
Here's the thing.
Correct.
Here's the thing. The difference between Lazaro and Jeremiah is a very distinct difference to me and to the judge. The judge views Jeremiah and Lazaro differently. Would you agree?
Agree. Correct.
Oh, you agree. Okay. The judge
But when you say that, I agree. But when we say that to the common people, to our people.
No, forget about the common people. This has nothing to do with the common people. This has nothing to do with the common people.
Of course it does. Of course
no.
it does. Because every,
no,
person,
no, no.
every
this,
person
this is strictly
court.
Illegal. No, 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 no. This is not a case. This case does not include.
Okay.
I'm just saying, it does not include work that Lazaro does, because Lazaro is a known advocate in this area. Lazaro is a person I respect. Lazaro is a father who wants to see his daughter. Lazaro is a real person. I respect Lazaro. However, I work with Jeremiah. There's a difference between Jeremiah and Lazaro, and I'll tell you what the difference is in time, because there's more than one thing. I can give you, if you want me to describe a difference between Lazaro and Jeremiah, I can tell you what it is. Would you want to know, or can we move forward?
Well, no. Actually, the people probably want to know. So, yeah,
Well, hold on a second. Hang on a second. You received the file, 98 pages. The world has not received that file. You know, that file has only been sent to very few people. Very few people have received this file. It's called the Contagion of Mimetic Desire, pages 1 through 98. You received that file, and that file is not generally publicly known. If someone wants to get a copy, www.probonolegal.net, send me a request. Go on the page, you'll read about it, and then you can get all the research regarding it. But it's not given without non-disclosure. You know, that information would be under non-disclosure. Would you be all right with that?
I can see why. I can see why.
So what, why? What, why is a non-disclosure agreement?
Because it's your work. It's your work, and you want permission for people to use. To access your work or use your work in any
way. Hold on. Work product. Okay, hold on. I just want to say that, yes, permission. So it's a copyright, right?
Correct.
Yes, that is a reason. You're right. It is copyright. It is a copyright material matter. Yes. I do have an inherent copyright. You know, yes, I agree with you. However, I have not copyrighted this with the patent office, or USPTO. If I wanted to copyright it, which I do in time, possibly, but at the present time, no. At the present time, it is only given to people under non-disclosure, so anyone who has it has an implied non-disclosure. They wouldn't be able to use it on the basis of a non-disclosure. But the copyright purpose, no. No. Because the non-disclosure would be the copyright that would guarantee my copyright rights. But it goes beyond that. Could you think of another reason why a non-disclosure agreement is important between the proxy answer and the attorney in fact? Between Chaco, the mighty Chihuahua, and Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Because that's the two people who are talking right now is Chaco, the mighty Chihuahua, and Jeremiah was a bullfrog. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, neither of us are present in a legal fiction because, in essence, it's like we're in a green room. Okay? Number one, there's no outside sources. Number two, you know, we could do investigation regarding cases, which we have, and these are highly confidential. You know, investigation work becomes highly confidential, and it has to be strictly with the people who are involved, and they must be declarants in the joint trial statement. That's why I was asking you, Lazaro. I was asking Lazaro to give the answer to Jeremiah, and then Jeremiah can give me the answer. Now, I asked this question earlier. I said, exist or not exist, joint trial statement. Because if you don't say it exists, then by default it does not exist. So unless you can show me a joint trial statement, you don't have one. Now, I'll ask the question again.
Again, we got to go back. Every state.
But did you put the word joint trial statement? Did you put the word joint trial statement?
So you think that any laws that I use from the state of California will hold standing in the state of Alaska?
No.
Okay then.
No, it won't.
Hang on a second.
I just have a question. You made a statement. Am I correct?
I asked a question.
No. You made a statement. You did not ask a question.
I asked a question.
I agreed. Now I'm asking you a question.
Okay.
I asked you simply if you did have a document filed 15 days prior to trial, did you file a statement? It is a document. And on that document, it says joint trial statement. Just those three words. Did those three words exist in a document that you filed with the court? The de facto answer is no, 80%. Now, here's the thing.
Hold on. That's not a fair question. Because in the state of Alaska, does not have you state that anywhere in any document in the state of Alaska. But this is what I would do, and because obviously you're an amazing guy and I know where you're going with this, I would say okay.
You know where I'm leading.
Give me the latitude. Is to say okay, lads. Well, or Jeremiah, I would look for the information within the statutes of the state of Alaska, and where it's to make that statement to you.
No. I don't need to do that. Objection.
Okay, then. But then, okay.
Objection.
All right. Never
mind. Well, hang on a second. I'm objecting to procedure. Because here's the thing.
Wait, which procedure are you talking about? California or Alaska?
Well, hang on a second. And this is where I can explain. I did a data dump on you. Okay. I mean, I basically, like, backloaded a dump truck, right, and dropped off, like, 6,000 pages of research on your front lawn and said, have at it, you know? And I did it, like, maybe a minute before the show. So, in my opinion, having done it 1 minute before the show, just 1 minute, I would state, well, you were duly informed, you had the information, it was well within your knowledge, and I could proceed as if you admit to all of it 80%. Now, that's not a true statement. That's a complete fantasy. That is not a legal fiction. That is complete fantasy. Now, there's a difference between a legal fiction and a fantasy. Okay? A fantasy is based on a fallacy. It is based on a complete and utter fallacy. The fallacy is that after dumping all of this legal research on you, that you are prepared to discuss it and use the moot court rules and become Jeremiah. And by the way, I didn't ask you to become Jeremiah before the show either. I just want to point out, I didn't talk to Lazaro about that before the show. So I sprung this on him as soon as he came on the show. Right, Lazaro? Would you agree?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. So basically what I'm saying is, I'm using a set of rules, which, frankly, you haven't agreed to yet, number one. And what I'm trying to do, as I said earlier, I'm trying to create a contract between you and I, contractual terms, you know, to produce a joint trial statement. So there's a non-disclosure, there's a power of attorney, there's a pro hoc vice application, right? So I'm saying, number one, this is not for the common people. Common people, only 1% would comply here. 1% of the common people, 1 out of 100. So if I'm working with you, and let's say you move forward, you would be 1 out of 100, not 1 out of 99. There's 99 people who would not use this. Would you agree? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, well, right, because of the fact that depending on how you lay out the information, I mean, obviously,
Well, hang on a second. Now, I want to talk about something, and this is in the legal research. So nothing that I'm going to tell you here, nothing that I'm going to describe to you is outside of legal research, okay? Nothing that I'm going to tell you is outside. And I'm going to tell you about something.
What do you mean by legal research? That's the other thing you have to answer. What do you mean by legal research?
These are the documents which I provided to you in PDF. Now, I told you earlier, if you want to provide me with information, you need to do it in the same format, in PDF. I give you my information in PDF. You give me your information in PDF. That is the best form of legal communication. Now, if you're able to communicate like that, you're going to do well. However, if you cannot communicate at that level, then it'll be a cause for failure. It'll be a cause for failure. I'm just saying, you know, the 100% success now goes down based on that factor. I'm saying, once you start introducing material evidence, you have to do it in accordance with the law. And whether it's admitted in court or whether it's admitted for the proxy is different. When you submit something to me, it has not been admitted to the court. When you admit something to me, like the PDF files, the process does not admit evidence. It takes away only. It omits evidence. The process does not admit evidence. It basically does a motion in limine and takes away everything, stating that everything is subject to the civil rights violation, the deprivation of rights under color of law, extrinsic fraud, fraud upon the court, willful suppression, blissful ignorance effect. What I'm saying is that all of these things are subject to perjury and other things. Profiteering, conspiracy. If you need me to go on, I can. But the reality is, what I'm stating is very simple. And what I'm stating is admitted as a fact and evidence for our discussion, for you and I to discuss the matter moving forward, I would need your 80% agreement, 80%. Now, I'm not asking you for 100%, but I'm asking you to withhold a 20% critical omission. Now, let's say you have something that you find very objectionable at this point in what I've told you. I'm stating that unless the color of that objection is red and above 20%, please keep it as a yellow flag. I accept the yellow flag. I'm accepting your objection. And I'm accepting the fact that you preserve your objection. You preserve your objection. Now, do you understand what I mean? About preserving your objection? What's that?
No, please expand. Please, elaborate.
Okay, thank you. Okay. That's defined in legal research. Okay? So I'm just going to tell you summary what it is. That as long as I'm in the right direction, the Pareto efficiency theorem says 80-20 rule. If you're 80% in the right direction, allow the person to continue to develop. Because what I will do is develop a three-story ladder. Okay? I'll develop a three-story ladder. I don't like heights. I'm telling you right now, I will not climb a three-story ladder. But if I have to, I will. Okay? But I would like for you to hold the ladder, okay, before I develop that three-story ladder. Is that all right?
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
All right. Now, I'll develop the three-story ladder, but you have to let me develop the three-story ladder. If I'm trying to develop one step in a three-story ladder that probably has 100 steps. Now, in your case, you have 100 steps. Now, I'm going to develop these steps one at a time, not 100 steps at one time. Now, if you want to do it that way, it takes time, okay? And it takes resources. And it will work. But if you try to shortcut the process with general pleadings, it will fail. The process does not work once you add the second thing. I'm going to do one thing with no evidence. I'm going to prove one fact and exclude all the other facts. Now, I can do that in accordance with law. That's called a declaratory judgment, which is a Section 1138. Now, would you admit that a declaratory judgment in California is similar to a declaratory judgment in Alaska? Would you agree to that?
I can't because I haven't seen both of them. I haven't seen
Hold on a
the
second.
Language.
I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. California is like federal code. Very similar. As a matter of fact, when they teach federal code, they teach California code too. And they also teach Michigan. It's another state which uses common law. Now, I'm asking you a question. At the present time, can you prove to me how Alaska does not have a California Section 1138? The answer is, I'm telling you what the answer is. The answer is, for you to prove that would probably take you 6 months. Because you'd have to do an exhaustive search of everything in the Alaska Code to prove that a declaratory judgment doesn't exist. I'm going to cut it short for you. I'm going to cut it short. I'm going to tell you that 80% chance I can prove it, and if you deny me that, if you deny it, I'll take a Big Mac bet. Now, if you deny it, I will take a Big Mac bet. Big Mac bet is a gentleman's bet for $5. Okay? And it says that if you lose the bet, you got to pay through PayPal saying, I lost the gentleman's bet. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to make you a gentleman's bet that Alaska has a declaratory judgment. Alaska has a declaratory judgment. Okay? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay. You want to take the bet, and then I'll prove it to you, or would you let me continue without taking a bet?
No, go ahead, continue.
Okay, thank you. Now, what just happened, if you review that conversation, I took a gentleman's bet because, number one, there was a de facto answer. It's called a de facto answer. Okay? Now, this happens in court. When you go to court, the judge asks you a question, and someone goes, blah, 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 but Your Honor, just let me explain, blah, 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 blah. And then at the end, the judge goes, well, okay, de facto answer is this. Thank you very much. And please don't speak again. You know, that's what the judge will say. Because he asked you a question, and you didn't know how to answer it, and you never answered it. Now, this happens without you knowing. Would you agree with that? A de facto answer in court? Would you agree to that? And it happens?
Well,
let me ask you a question. Well, let me ask you a specific question. Not depends. I'll give you a specific question.
But
now,
hold on.
If this situation ever happened to you, has the judge ever asked you a question?
Hold on. You've made a lot of questions and you've made a lot of statements. Now. I'm asking you now to give me the latitude to rebut what you're saying. If the people put it on the record on a true
Hold
affidavit.
On. It's not people. I'm not asking you about the people. I told you earlier. Don't care.
It has nothing to do with the people.
The only person that I'm dealing with is Jeremiah. I'm only working for Jeremiah, not
Jeremiah
for Lazaro.
Now you're done talking. Jeremiah put it on the record. Jeremiah put it in a true affidavit. Jeremiah cited not just the Oklahoma Constitution or the state of Alaska Constitution, but he also cited the procedurals, the statutes regarding the documentation pertaining to any court hearing. It was already on record. If the judge refuses, the documentation speaks for itself and speaks volumes. Once it's submitted on the record, especially when it's subpoenaed to appear and produce, and the judge refuses to follow that, it's a kangaroo court, and it's fought upon the court, perpetuated by the judge. If the judge is not willing to answer or provide any evidence that has a conflict of interest to the case, it's fought upon the court. It's fought upon Jeremiah. It's fought upon Lazaro Essenaro. It's fought upon any people that have provided on the record, and they have eluded or refused to answer those questions on the record. So I want to get that straight.
Okay. I agree. I agree with you 100% to all that discussion. So we're in agreement. That is 100% admitted. Now, I wanted to ask you about a de facto answer for a second, okay? And it's addressed in the research. You'll read more about it in the research, and I think it's, I'll get you the page number if I could find it. But the point is this, that with regards to, a de facto answer. I wanted to talk about a de facto answer for a second. May I?
Yeah, well, if it pertains to me directly, and you want to de facto answer, I expect the latitude to rebut your whatever you're going to say.
Yes. Well, let me also comment to one thing, if I may. That as Jeremiah, you are the attorney of fact, meaning that the proxy has no control over you. The proxy answer has zero control over you. Zero. Zero control over you. I cannot tell you what to do in court. The judge, if he finds that I'm telling you to do something in court, will find fault with that. I am not telling you what to do. I am not engaged in the practice of law. Now, if you were to sign over a power of attorney to me to represent you at a pro hac vice capacity for a hearing at a court, let's say that you were to generate an evidentiary hearing successfully on a particular subject using the process, I could be a power of attorney for you. And I could argue that case before a sitting bull. Would you agree to that? To a 20% omission?
I agree to the sense that what you're saying regarding pertaining to the power of attorney, but I won't do that.
Would you agree to a 20% critical? The question is this. Would you agree to a 20% critical omission? Yes or no?
Again, explain on that. Elaborate on that. What do you mean by that?
You are giving me, you are preserving, as I said earlier, you are preserving a 20% critical omission. So therefore, anything that you give me, I can only use to 80%. I can't use it to 100%. The only person that can add the 20% is the attorney, in fact, and the proxy is only allowed to present 80%. The proxy develops 80%. Proxy only goes 20% to 80%. Does not go the full distance. Now, I'm trying to get something to you here. That as a proxy, I'm not representing Lazaro. I'm representing the interests under a non-disclosure and a confidentiality agreement where there exists trust, brotherhood, confidence, confidentiality, and that all of those are green light. Everything is a green light. I see you as a green light so far. What I see is a green light. I don't see any yellow flags. And there's no red. If there was red, I'd hang up on you. If there was yellow, I would raise a yellow flag and I'd say, hey, there's cautionary issues here. Like, for example, I see nothing yellow, but I do see some green, 1%. These are no issues. 1% issues. You know, there's no reason for me to discuss a 1% issue. I mean, I know what objections you have. I'm giving you a process. I know everything about this process. I know how it fits into your case. The glove doesn't fit. Remember the O.J. Simpson case?
Yeah, the glove fit, don't fit.
Mark Zuckerberg hearings with Congress, its moral has no effect in law. Okay, so what I'm stating is this, that I already know a majority of your questions. I already know a majority of your issues, and I know when they're going to hit. Now, I can show you prior cases, and I can show you examples. I haven't done that yet, because for that to happen, there has to be a non-disclosure, okay? A formal non-disclosure. And then later on, there would be a formal non-disclosure signed with a notary stamp, you know, that's under a power of attorney. So, I mean, we would go down those steps in time, Lazaro. You understand?
Right.
You follow? Okay. Now, I'm talking to Lazaro here. I'm talking to Lazaro because Lazaro is the real person. He is the person who, he's not Jeremiah completely. He's Jeremiah 20% of the time, and he's Lazaro 80. And that's okay. That's all right. That's all right. That's all okay. And Lazaro has a voice here. So you have a voice here to present your cause of action for Lazaro, and Lazaro does have a cause of action. I have followed your cause of action, correct, Lazaro? I've always commented.
Correct.
Said green light, you know, looks good. And I liked all your work. I mean, your work product was excellent. I liked everything you did. I was very much an admirer of your work. But now we're entering into a new phase where possibly, there's an interest, a 20% interest, in reviewing this material further, okay? In understanding the terms of the contract, because the contract terms are in that 98-page document, I think. And if they're not, I'll get them to you. It's in another document. But all in all, the proxy only works 20% to 80%. And there must be a 20% critical omission from my side to you in both material evidence and procedure. And the same goes for me. Now, I can guarantee this. I am not allowed by law to accept more than a 20% critical omission. If there's a greater than 20% critical omission, then I would have to say it's significant enough to be actionable. That's my rule. If there's more than a 20% critical omission, and I know there's a critical omission, like if you were to tell me, well, I really don't like to go to court, and I don't like writing stuff, I don't like filing stuff, I don't like appearing as my own attorney, in fact, I get scared in front of a judge, I don't do well in front of a judge, I yell at judges, things like that, these would be a critical omission. I would say, well, you know, I don't think so. I meet a lot of people, and I would say that, generally speaking, 99% will fail. And 1% will succeed. And the success has to do with capacity. Capacity determines success. And that capacity is to be Jeremiah. Now, I will tell you this. I asked a very simple question earlier. I said, 15 days prior to the trial, or thereabout, did you file as Lazaro, you weren't Jeremiah then, did Lazaro file a document with the court that stated joint trial statement? Now, that's a very simple question. The answer to that is either yes or no. Now, you're stating that you brought up some objections, and I gave you a de facto answer. Within 5 seconds, I gave you a de facto answer. I listened to everything you had to say. None of it had to do with that. It didn't properly answer the question. So I gave you a de facto answer, and I said 80% I can prove that you did not have that document. And you know what? I could take a Big Mac bet, a gentleman's bet on that, and state that most likely you did not have that document. Maybe it wasn't necessary, but that's not the point. I asked, did you file one? Okay? Because I would file one. Thing is, the process does not have to use all of the Alaska law. The process can say, well, you know what, there is a federal issue here. And the court has to acknowledge the federal laws that apply in this case, that apply to the subject matter. The subject matter is very simple. The glove doesn't fit. The issue with Lazaro doesn't fit. The glove does not fit. You know, in the Facebook congressional hearings, moral obligation is not a legal obligation. Okay? It's the same thing. There's an issue in your case that we could use that is actionable. And what I'm stating to you is that we could proceed with the process. Now, you have zero, as I stated earlier, 0% creative license and capacity in introducing code and introducing procedure. The process will generate without your inventing process, unless you bring it in through the devil's advocate. The only way it would be admitted is to bring it in through the devil's advocate. Now, this research also discusses the angel's advocate, right, and the sacrificial lamb. Lazaro is the sacrificial lamb. Lazaro is also the angel's advocate because Lazaro has been represented by Lazaro, who is both the sacrificial lamb and the angel's advocate. You were your own advocate in court, correct? And you got 20% success. Am I correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
These are fact and evidence. I mean, here's the thing. These are fact and evidence. You can't deny them at this point because you brought them in earlier. Evidence Code 623 says you couldn't deny it. Now, I'm asking you a very specific question because, number one, I want to get your admittance because if that's admitted, then I could make my next statement. It's called a legal fiction. I'm developing the steps in a legal fiction. Now, you don't know what the ladder looks like, but I can show you ladders. Here's the thing. I can show you a ladder in Ventura. I could show you, with permission, ladder in New Jersey and ladder in Florida. I could also show you a ladder in Texas, one in Washington. There's one that was done in North Dakota, one that's possibly being done in Tennessee. There's a person who's working on one in Tennessee. What I'm saying is you could look at these ladders. Now, these ladders are based on a code that comes from the District of Columbia. It's a civil rights violation, a United States constitutional code. Now, you shouted to me that you brought that in, and I agreed. You said United States code. Okay, U.S. code. I admitted that. So we both admitted that. So therefore, it's admitted. There's no objection. So what I'm saying is that we're bringing code that has to do with a civil rights violation. Now, I'm going to present that most likely in the jurisdiction and the venue related to subject matter that can be presented in family law. So subject matter jurisdiction would be initially a question of law in Alaska. And I'm asking you, is that work? I believe it does. It works in California. Why wouldn't it work in Alaska? Common law code. All you have to do is translate. Now, in the translation, I'm stating that the translation in your code, your case, would exist to 80%. We have to modify 20%. But the evidence code applies. The federal evidence code is much like the Alaska code. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Would you agree?
And I apologize. I didn't expect this to go this long. I love the conversation
okay.
because I think you brought a lot of amazing topics. But if possible, I got to get ready for work, and I didn't expect it to be this long. But I mean, I'm definitely looking forward to talking.
Let's just wrap it up
again.
Let's just wrap it up for this session.
Okay.
Number one, if you're interested in progressing forward, my recommendation would be you know, review that material under non-disclosure. And then ask some questions. You're not going to be able to change the process. So don't try to change the process. I'm not looking for your input to say, well, if you change this, then more people will be interested. I'm not interested in having more people look at it. I'm looking at cutting people out, not bringing people in. You want to basically find the successful people, work with them. And success has nothing to do other than using the process. Use the process, you will have success. Now, you have to continue doing your own thing. Bizarro has to continue outside of Jeremiah. But when you and I are talking, number one, we're going to use a legal portal. So you would have to have a Samsung Chromebook 3 or equivalent. We'll talk about that. It's in the research. Then you would have to basically agree to the terms of the contract, which we were developing, and there's more terms in the 98 pages. At that point, you would have the basis to get started, and we would use moot court rules. So moot court rules would be used in the preparation because why? We want to admit them in accordance with the evidence code. And what we're looking at doing is omitting all of their evidence. Remember, the process is not there to admit evidence. It only admits a fact. That's a conclusive presumption based on collateral evidence. And then we're removing all the collateral evidence because it was subject to fraud. So all of the orders are Rule 60B, and we're looking to get rid of all of the orders on the basis of fraud. And that is subject to a motion in limine to omit all of those facts. It's the omission of facts is what we're doing. So
right.
That's why 20% critical omission is important. That's why the 20% critical omission is important. And I can guarantee you that you will have 100% success. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you go, and then we'll start up again next week if you want.
All right, that sounds like a plan. I appreciate that.
All right.
And how you guys doing? All right, brother.
Jeremiah.
You take care. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
They was taken with lies, CPS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives. My kids was kidnapped, here goes all for the cash, and forced to get childbirth, man, this shit is all bad. My kids was kidnapped, here goes all for the cash, my kids was kidnapped, here goes all for the cash, my kids was kidnapped. They was taken with lies.
It started with the way I looked, progressed to how I carried it. They couldn't stand a man like me could understand what marriage is. Provided for my wife and kids the way that I inherited. Mama raised a man who don't know nothing but etiquette. How can they just come and take what's mine and I ain't caught a check? Never had a GPS, still my life is stripped away. Fighting for my life, apparently I got passion for my faith. See through all your bullshit, I'll be the one you love to hate. Fuck you motherfuckers, I'll be lying, taking people's shit. Urging up a happy home, cause y'all don't like the way we live. Long as we provide no abuse, then y'all should mind your bitch. We're fucking up our rights to live, you motherfuckers, no bitch. Tired, I can take your motherfucker, I'ma bear it all. Lawyer, they appointed me, never even took my call. They falsified my court string, flat out lying at it all. All this shit is covered for, but they ain't gotta follow law.
Kidnapped, they was taken with lies. DTS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives. My kids were kidnapped, it was all for the cash. Forced to get childbirth, man, this shit is all bad. My kids were kidnapped, they was taken with lies. DTS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives. My kids were kidnapped. It was all for the cash, support the kids, child ring, man, this shit is all bad, my kids are kidnapped. They was taken with lies, CPS telling stories, trying to ruin our lives, my kids are kidnapped. It was all for the cash, support the kids, child ring, man, this shit is all bad, my kids are kidnapped.
Come on, tell me, do y'all feel my pain? Watch my wife cry herself to sleep, and I can't do a thing. On the verge of losing it, swear I'm about to go insane. Praying that I have the strength to make it through another day. Can't begin to understand all the shit my kids go through. The pain they feel or what they think for real is all they've been through. Snatch away, waiting friends, broke me when I heard the news. Rotting in the prison cell, shit that I ain't even knew. The fight
gambling with the king of thrones. Loaded up, got a pitbull picture, now this shit is on. Need to take my family back, and trust me, we don't stand alone. If she hears what happens wrong, it's over what we're going through. Be a voice for all of y'all, the pain I feel it too. Ditches for me, time for change, pushing hard to make it loose. Lost the pretty scars, love or hope, gambling's one for you, kid, yeah.
You know, I ain't the only one that's going through this shit. There's a million other people like me in every city, every state, all across this fucking nation. These people are kidnapping our kids, this foster care shit. Man, motherfuckers need to get it together and go up against this shit before it's too late. If it can happen to me, it can happen to you. You guys probably know somebody that's going through this shit, man. Y'all gotta stick together. If we stand together, we can end all this bullshit, man. I'm telling you, kidnapping.